As restless factious agents still plot on, and 83 smells rank of 41, the royal martyr's foes pursue his sons, who seek their lives with blunderbuss and guns. The infernal regicides, so inflamed with zeal, are for killing king and duke to erect a common weal. This is the daily trade and practice of our modern Whigs, though they're always baffled in their damned intrigues. What ho, Christ Titus, rise, ye sleepy heads, unless you'll all be murdered in your beds. Fierce Hannibal of France is at your gate. Come, rascals, mutiny ere it is too late. The Spanish pilgrims once had to cut your throats, are landed now at Milford Haven, believe your savior oaths. And the horrid popish army that were hid underground are, I'll take my oath, within a trumpet sound. See, there a fighting army in the air, but now it vanishes and disappears. A spectre told strange things to honest Bess, which much amazed the Hatfield prophetess. I told him true at first what black designs would be, carry on against the king and royal Albany. By the discontented Whigs, but rebel Tony since made me contradict my former evidence. I've lost my swearing trade now by this hand. Must I be forced to starve or leave the land? My injured prince has long since on me frowned for perjuries against his life and crown. I'll follow Rumbledwaite, Nelthorpe, Walcott, Hone, with that cruel bloodhound Burton, who've all fled the town. For if I tarry here much longer, I harbor dreadful fears that I shall be hanged or forfeit both my ears. Unparalleled assassins that could dare to attempt the life of Joe's vicegerent here, of whom the gods do take such special care, none ought to mutter treason to the air. But cutthroat Protestants may do anything and inform the Roman Catholics how to murder kings. Yet they take it in great dudgeon to be equalized for villainy. Yet their hellish crimes must pass for loyalty. But thanks to heaven who did curb their power and has preserved us from that fatal hour when villains were to massacre us all and no successors to possess Whitehall. Rumsey has taken up Newgate for his bower, and the Lord Russell is gone to fortify the tower, whilst we that stand for church and state with great security can sing and pray Jove to preserve the life of Charles our king.